Good morning. I can smell that turkey in the oven. Or maybe it's some cookies. Well, whatever it is, it smells good and it feels like, and it is another Thanksgiving. So let me wish you a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. How fast the years go by. Seems like yesterday when I was celebrating for 2017. And we're only 1 month away from 2019 already. I guess that's a sign that I'm getting older, right? Okay. Well, all through the years, I've reminded you of the great sacrifice that the pilgrims have gave us through freedom of religion on that first Thanksgiving day. And I just want to remind you, just giving you a few words about their Thanksgiving. The first American Thanksgiving Day was celebrated during the second winter of the Plymouth colonists spent in the New World. The first dreadful winter in Massachusetts had killed nearly half of the members of the colony. But new hope grew up in the summer of 1621. The corn harvest brought rejoicing, and Governor William Bradford decreed that December 13, 1621, would be set aside as a day of feasting and prayer and an opportunity to show gratitude of the colonists. And the women of the colony spent days preparing for the feast. They boiled, they baked, they roasted, and the children helped by turning the roasts on spits in front of the open fires. And the Indians brought wild turkey and venison, or whatever was available as their share. The men of the colony brought geese and ducks and fish. Oh my goodness, what a feast! The women served the meat and fish with journey cake, with cornmeal bread, with nuts and succotash. That was their menu. The dessert was pumpkin stewed in maple syrup. Everyone ate outdoors on those big tables they made out of logs. The people spent 3 whole days feasting, praying, and singing. My, they must have had a wonderful time. And then after the 3 days, they returned to their homes and back to work. But on November 26, 1789, President George Washington issued a general proclamation for a day of thanks. In that same year, the Protestant Episcopal Church announced that the first Thursday in November would be a regular day to give thanks. This was changed in 1941 by Congress to observe Thanksgiving Day on the fourth Thursday of November and that it would be a legal holiday. Well, that just gives you a little bird's eye view about Thanksgiving Day. When I read about how the pilgrims rejoiced over their corn harvest, it reminded me of the story of Squanto, Squanto, the wonderful born-again Christian Indian who helped the pilgrims. So let me tell you that story this year, okay? Most of us know all about the story of the first Thanksgiving and all that the pilgrims did on their arrival to the States. But how many of you remember the story of the Indian named Squanto, who assisted the pilgrims in so many wonderful ways? So let me tell you about his life. It's wonderful how God uses his people to bless others. As I was going through my files and praying about what you might want to listen to today, I found an article written by Chuck Colson. Remember him? I'm sure that you do. Chuck had a broadcast on our station for many years. It was called Breakpoint. Well, Chuck was part of President Nixon's scandal and was put in prison, where he found Jesus as his own personal savior. And as a result of his born-again experience and his compassionate heart for the Lord, Chuck founded the Wonderful Prison Ministries, which, by the way, is still carried on by many leaders. I checked also with the encyclopedia, which confirmed all the contents of Chuck's article. Chuck went home to be with the Lord on April 12, 2012. He was 80 years old. Excuse me. Historical accounts of Squanto's life vary, but historians believe that around 1608, which would be more than a decade before the Pilgrims landed in the New World, a group of English traders led by Captain Thomas Hunt sailed to what is today Plymouth, Massachusetts. When the trusting Indians came out to trade, Captain Hunt would grab them and make them prisoners. And the encyclopedia reported that the local church members discovered what Hunt was doing with those Indians, and so they went to prison, and they taught them the Christian faith, how to love the Lord. Well, Squanto convinced the local church members to help him to return home. He did manage to go to London, where he lived with John Slaney, a shipbuilder for whom he worked many years. Slaney apparently taught Squanto English, and he took him to Cooper's Cove in 1617. That's a city in Newfoundland. In order to get to England, New England, Squanto tried to take part in an expedition to that part of the North American East Coast. But Thomas Dermus sent him back to London in 1618 to meet Sir Fernando Gorges and ask for permission for a trip for Squanto to go to his homeland. So then, 1619, Squanto returned to his homeland aboard John Smith's ship. And he had joined the expedition along the New England coast. He soon discovered that his Indian tribe, as well as a majority of the coastal New England tribes, had been killed the year before by smallpox. The Native Americans had no natural immunity to the European infectious diseases. So we can only imagine what must have gone through Squanto's mind. Why had God allowed him to return home against all the odds, only to find his loved ones dead? So just a year later, the answer came for Squanto. A shipload of English families arrived and settled on the very land that was once occupied by Squanto's tribe. Squanto went to meet them and greeted the startled pilgrims in speaking English. I'm sure the pilgrims had heard all kinds of stories of how dangerous it was to meet with the Indians, and here was one who was a friend and so helpful. Well, Squanto settled with the pilgrims at the site of his former village, which the English had named Plymouth. He helped them recover from an extremely hard first winter by teaching them the native method of maize cultivation. This was a method that utilized local fish to fertilize the crops. He also taught the colonists how to catch the fish, which was necessary to fertilize maize in the native fashion, along with the methods on how to catch eels and other local wildlife. Here is the report that was found, imagine this, in the diary of Pilgrim Governor William Bradford. Here's what he said about Squanto. He wrote, "Squanto became a special instrument, sent only by God for our good. He showed us how to plant our corn, where to take fish, how to procure other commodities, and he also was our pilot to bring us to unknown places for our profit. And he never left us until he died." So when Squanto lay dying of a fever, Governor Bradford wrote that their Indian friend desired him to pray for him that he might go to the Englishman's God in heaven. Squanto bequeathed his possessions to his English friends as a remembrance of his love for them. How beautiful is this story of God's love by bringing Squanto and the Pilgrims together. You know what? It reminds me of the story of Joseph. Joseph was taken as a slave and was used by God to bless the Israelite people and actually save their lives from famine. The psalmist reminds us in Psalm 37, "The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." Well, just like Squanto and Joseph, God had definite plans for them. And guess what? For you and me. My prayer today is that we'll follow the Lord's leading and be used right where we are. I think Squanto's life story is really remarkable, and we need to make sure that the children include this in their memory of American history. Yes, Squanto was a special instrument sent by God. He actually changed the course of history. There might not have been an American colony established if Squanto had not been there to help. How wonderful of the Lord to place him at just the right place at just the right time. Not only did he learn the English language, but he was taught all about Jesus. Isn't the Lord good? Yes, he is truly in control. And today I pray that you know Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. And if you do, do you have a thankful heart and a willing heart to serve right where you live? Well, let me close the broadcast by just wishing you a wonderful Thanksgiving Day. It's been wonderful to be with you. God bless you, and goodbye.